We had a great time getting to Mackinac Island on the Shepler's Mackinac Island Ferry, then coming off of it as well. That is the ferry we always use, Shepler's. And speaking of Shepler's, Chris Shepler, the president of Shepler's Mackinac Island Ferry, is on the other end of our line and a big sponsor and a part of this, the 2024 Paul W. Smith WJR Pure Michigan Tour. Thanks for your support as always, Chris.
It is our pleasure, Paul W., and man, it's great to hear your voice. Summer has started, and let's go.
Let's go is right, and there's going to be, I think it's going to be the biggest and best season on Mackinac Island ever. That's just my feeling. I'm feeling that the big Detroit NFL draft is going to open the floodgates to a lot of things all around us, including travel and travel up to Mackinac Island. But, you know, I always look at my notes before talking to someone, even somebody I know as well and who is my friend a long time as you, Chris Shepler. But I swear to you, if we talked about it, I never remember talking about you being a very successful downhill ski coach, Harbor Springs High School ski coach. From 1989 to 96, you were named the state ski coach of the year by the Michigan High School Athletic Association, the same year, 1996, that your high school boys team won the state championship. I had no idea that you were that into snow skiing, that you could be such an incredible coach.
Well, thank you, Paul W., and I can't believe you found that somewhere in the archives. But, yes, I was for Harbor Springs. I also did a little bit of coaching with the Junior Olympic program. I was a head coach for that program a couple of years for the Central Division when the top athletes from our area and from the Midwest would go out west to compete against all those Rocky Mountain guys and girls. And I was fortunate enough to be a head coach for that program as well. But yeah, though that was a million and a half years ago.
Junior Olympic skiers, as you mentioned, Winter Park, Colorado, Lake Placid, New York, Mount Snow, Vermont. And then you also crewed in the America's Cup from 1985 to 87 on the Heart of America Challenge in Australia. My goodness, where did you get time to do all of this, Chris?
Well, I wasn't driving a ferry boat. I know that much. You know, I had a ton of fun growing up and very, very fortunate to have those opportunities and those experiences all over the world way back when.
Well, the boating, the skiing, what I know about mostly is the community service and the contributions to your profession, to the entrepreneurism and your family business. Mackinac Island Ferry Service, Shepler's Mackinac Island Ferry Service, third generation president, Chris Shepler with us right now, coming by all of his passions naturally. It's been very, very special to watch you along the way. Not bad for a 1980 graduate of Harbor Springs High School.
Yeah, I was one of 80, the largest graduating class Harbor Springs, I believe, to the state has ever had. And yeah, that was again a million years ago, but very fortunate to be able to do some of those things and in between college and around college and yeah, I had a blast as a kid.
We were on the ferry yesterday. It's hard to, when you're traveling; it's sometimes hard to keep track of the days. But yesterday, and all of the fleet looks fabulous. Your crews are right tip-top on top of everything. They take care of your luggage. They make sure you get on and off safely. It's really wonderful. You looking forward to a great season?
Yes, we are. And they were all in tune because they knew Paul W. Smith was coming to the dock. So they had to shine their shoes and wash their clothes and all of that stuff. And I'm currently in Washington, D.C. I'm here at a board meeting for the American Bus Association, which I represent the tourism side to that association.
Wow.
And, yeah, so I left a couple days ago and not sure what's going on up there right now, but I'm pretty confident that they are keeping the go, and I'm glad, and thank you for saying all those nice words, because we are anticipating a huge summer. Our numbers right now are up from last year, so that's
wow,
always
good.
A great sign.
Yeah, that's good. That's very good news. It helps that I get to wear that that coat that you gave me. That's got the Scheffler's logo on one side and Paul W. Smith on the other side. So they do see me coming. I pretend I'm one of the employees until they figure it out, which is rather quickly. And all that because I am proudly the voice of Scheffler's Mackinac Island Ferry. People say, is that your voice on the ferry? Yes, it is, proudly.
It is.
I've been doing it for a while now, and I hope to do it forever because I so believe in your company, your business, because everybody takes it so seriously and treats everybody so well. And I know you maintain the boats in excellent condition. It's just you want to know that you're getting on a well-maintained, well-operated ferry boat when you're doing that. Even though it's a short 16-minute trip when you're on Scheffler's Mackinac Island Ferry, you want to make sure that all of that is right. Meanwhile, you've been around for years, and you've watched the changes. Anything in particular that's been happening lately or you're looking forward to in the new season that is brand new, or are you just kind of copacetic keeping everything going the way it was?
Well, we're certainly copacetic and wanting to keep everything, but also, you know, trying to reach the outer edge of envelopes in whatever department those are, and we're looking at our luggage system and taking a seriously look at how we can better that. So, you know, next year we've got some ideas that we tried to implement this year, but it was just a little too quick.
You know what? I forgot we talked about that. That's right. There's a new system that has worked elsewhere that you want to have work here. And that means no more lost luggage, which I never knew was a problem. But you would explain to me that every cruise, it's like you had to make phone calls and check with various hotels and try to track down luggage. And this new system that you have thought about implementing and tried to, but people resist change. And even if it costs a dollar or whatever, but it is a program that sounds excellent, and you want to get that going, I'm sure. And people will understand, too, if it makes sure that they don't lose their luggage. You're not going to be on the island very long. You don't want your luggage to be missing for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, that's correct, and that doesn't happen very often. It's more of a misplaced bag. And so Mackinac Island is so unique and so beautiful, and you know, everything's horse and buggy, and so maybe a piece of luggage might miss a departure, but we know it's right behind. But for us to go on the back deck and look through, you know, possibly 800 bags that we have on a departing boat off Mackinac Island at 8 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday is really impossible. But with these RFID tags in the system, we would be able to know very quickly exactly the last point that luggage came through. So, And we'll get that over the finish line here with Mackinac Island, and I'm confident in that, and provide a better service.
Keep up the good work. I heartily recommend. In fact, you're the only ferry company I recommend. Scheffler'sFerry.com. Scheffler'sFerry.com. You just spoke with the president and heard from Chris Scheffler here on WJR. Thanks, Chris. Safe travel.
Thank you, Paul W. Have a great day.
We're doing what we can here on the 21st annual Paul W. Smith WJR Pure Michigan Tour, right across from East Grand Traverse Bay at Short's Pole Barn. We're glad we're all together here on WJR.